The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. Here we go. It's Monday.
It's the Real Ass Podcast.
We ain't fucking around, baby boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, coming at you like Cleopatra, your mama's butt cheeks. I am the point guard of podcasting, the king of things, as always, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, baby boy?
I am also here.
You're here. Are you not excited?
What's going on? Very excited.
Come on, be excited, Zach. Come on. You know, at this point, we don't even do the show together anymore.
No.
It's like the beginning of the Opie and Anthony days. I do every third show. Zach's here in charge of the fucking show. You seem happier when I'm not here. You talk more.
No, that's not true.
No, you're not happier, right? This is the dream fucking team.
Yeah. I was going to say this is the dream job because I get to really sit in the pocket.
It's beautiful. Well, look, people are saying when Dave leaves Legion of Skanks, who is going to come and take his place? And I think the natural replacement would be you, but I feel like what we have here is so special at this point. I say I just dissolve Legion of Skanks and we take all that fucking heat.
Does the heat mean the money?
The money. That means that's what I mean by heat. Yes.
I want the heat.
Put heat in my pockets, baby boys.
I need heat.
Zach D'Amico losing his day job. Okay. Listen, we're going to have a great show. Obviously, as always, two white guests. Oh, wait. Shannon fucked up.
Zero
two non-white guests. Wow. Wow, what a crazy show today. I try to get the white perspective. Nobody wants that anymore. Yeah. So typically we go for that on the show, but it's fine. Today we're going to make an exception.
We just keep asking Zach his opinion on this.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, from A Little Time Podcast and the head coach of Team Rattlesnake, which is the more important job. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Diego Lopez joins the show.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for...
It's been a while.
It's been too long.
Why don't you come on the show, Shannon? Why don't you book Diego anymore?
Weird time.
I try a lot, but he is always training in the morning.
I'm busy in the morning.
Wow.
She texts me every morning. She's like, can you come by this time?
Yeah, and it doesn't work out. But Diego, also, a lot of ladies like Diego. I don't see it. I see Diego as being a weak lady man. every girl that I know, my ex-girlfriend, friends of mine, they all talk about how hot Diego is. And I shit you not, Diego. Uh-huh. I swear to God I don't see it.
I believe you.
I swear on it. I don't fucking see it. We're going to get to the bottom of that on today's show.
Sure.
Also, we have who I do see it. Handsome man. This is a man that I would want on top of me if I were homosexual.
Yeah,
I'm not, so I don't. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got an amazing new special on Amazon Prime called Get to Know Me. Ladies and gentlemen, Preacher Lawson is on the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was real.
First time.
That was really sweet. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
First time.
Yeah,
I've known Preacher a little while now. The first time I met Preacher was when he was on Kill Tony. I don't know if you remember that.
I did not. I didn't know. I don't remember until I watched it back.
Yeah, I was the guy. I remember Preacher from Kill Tony. This is before America's Got Talent. This is before anything.
Yeah, dude.
And Preacher came on Kill Tony. And I don't remember if it was your first time. I think you might have been on before, but it was my first time seeing you. And I just remember being very impressed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being complimentary. I don't remember anything else. I just remember liking you and thinking you were good. And then I watched you on America's Got Talent afterwards. And I was like, holy shit, I discovered this guy.
You did it.
Yeah, so I'm taking credit right now.
A percentage would be in order, I would say.
I don't even need a percentage. I'm not even that guy. But it would be nice. You don't have to throw me anything. But that's kind of crazy that you've never offered.
A retweet here and there wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, you know what? I got to be honest with you. It's nice that you're gracing my presence now. Yeah. But I did fucking discover you. Yeah. So if you could just be a little bit respectful moving forward. And when you do interviews, let people know that.
Yeah. Maybe you wear a Real Ass Podcast t-shirt while you do your interviews.
Why not?
You go to a general meeting, maybe wear a Guest Digital t-shirt.
Yeah, who knows?
Leave a sticker.
Can we
at
give
Netflix.
Preacher some merch? Can we get him some merch? Is it possible? Also, Byron, you can give me dabs at any time during the show. This needs to also be a dabs type of podcast. Okay, so Byron, you can be the we need to give him a...
Oh, can I ask a stupid question?
Please.
I don't know what dabs are. I know it's a drug thing. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, what's a dab?
It's concentrated. It's a dance. I want him to do the dance.
Yeah, what's
that? You're asking him to come in and be like...
It's concentrated
weed.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, see? We're not that stupid. Yeah.
If you come in and dab right now, I'm going to punch you directly in the head.
So
okay, thank you.
The dance is based off that it makes you cough.
Oh, is that what it's based off of?
So that you know, like...
Oh.
Okay. I had no idea that's what the dance was.
Because that looks like hair pomade.
So when my son is doing a dab, like, he's actually pretending to do it. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I had no
idea. That is.
Are you sure?
If I'm wrong, it sounds like I made it up really well.
That's fucking
incredible.
We're
getting a thumbs up over here.
That's what it is. Dabbing or dab, a simple gesture in which a person drops their head, blah, 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 blah. The move to sneezing into the crook of their elbow, but it's not sneezing.
I'm pretty sure it's definitely a dab cough.
Because there was a thing a couple years ago, they're like, don't cough into your hands.
Yeah, cough into your wing. That's what Elmo says.
Cough into your wing. Okay.
Very cool. That's a very cool way of saying it.
So, Preacher's eyes lit up. He heard wings. Come on, guys. We're going to get racist. We're going to get racist on the show today.
Okay.
Preacher, you have to be okay with it, okay?
I didn't even get that one.
Sometimes,
I'm very terrified. I'm honest. I'm so scared right now.
Look, because I'm Puerto Rican, it gives me carte blanche to be a little bit racist.
And some people disagree with that.
Some people, they do. They did a thing like 5 years ago. They started saying white Latinos can be Nazis too. And I was like, okay, dude, this is my whole angle.
Yeah,
is that I'm
Latino?
Can you stop saying that? I've gotten away with everything I've gotten away with because I'm... I'm going to fucking post a picture of my father and I'm going to make it my profile picture.
Oh, that's fun.
Because he looks so black.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm gonna be like, no, look at my black dad.
It's fine.
Right? Come on.
Are you 100%? What's your mom?
My mom's white.
Okay.
My dad was Puerto Rican, but he was dark-skinned Puerto Rican.
Yeah, yeah.
His dad looked like Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you can find a picture of my father, it's somewhere out there, Shannon. I'm sure.
And had similar proclivities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. America'smostwanted.com/ Puerto Rican Rattlesnake
Senior.
My
father didn't have AIDS. Can you not just pretend that my father had AIDS?
Proclivities doesn't mean AIDS.
I don't know what proclivities means.
Gang-ganging and drugs.
Okay. Okay. Listen to me. Hold on. What the fuck just happened? My tweet didn't go up. Damn.
Oh,
well, it's too late. It's too late. For some reason, sometimes when I try to post to Twitter, it says retry.
They're shadow banning
you.
Yeah,
back on my father, dude. And that's me in his hands.
That's awesome.
You're the child?
That's me, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Look how cute I was.
Mm-hmm.
Look how fucking adorable I was.
I like your little spit curl, like you're a little Puerto Rican Superman.
Yeah, you call it a spick curl?
Spit.
Hey, yeah, what if I did? I can say it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm 100%
Hispanic. When in Rome, I guess, right? Go ahead, Diego. Calm down.
Is it supposed to get the vent?
My father, yeah, he looked fucking... He was dark. I thought he might even be Dominican. I might not even be Puerto Rican. I think my family's ignorant and they don't know the difference. So they're just like, hey, it's Puerto Rican.
He's one of those island people.
It's an island. Yeah, it's
look
Spanish.
How Dominican my father
he's
looks.
He's very Dominican.
Like, he's got a fucking very wide nose. He's got extremely coarse hair, dark skin. That's the Dominicans. Yeah. What are you?
Colombian,
Yeah. Which is the other... Puerto Ricans and Colombians are the hot ones.
Yeah, I'm regular black.
You're just regular black.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah, Preacher is the most handsome man in the room right now, and it bothers me. Every time I look at your face, it bothers me how attracted I am to his face.
Oh, well, you can, hey, man.
It shouldn't bother you. It should be.
I'm not attracted to men, but Preacher, I understand.
But if you're attracted to, like, you could be a little attracted to a man.
I feel like Preacher is what I imagine every one of my exes to get with after me.
Ah, okay.
That is the look of the man, like dreads, handsome guy, just fucking ripped.
Shredded. Funny, charismatic.
I do jujitsu with him. I felt his cock. He's got a big old piece in
did
between
you get a
his
bruise?
Legs. he laid his cock across my arm and pinned it down.
Tap, Jesus. All right.
Yeah,
hard.
Dude, it was fucking brutal. So we did
trying to put his dick in a Kimura.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on a second. I got it.
We did come from training today.
Yeah. Nice and early training.
Yeah. It was
you
good.
You kind of look white. I thought you were white, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I look
is that
racist,
like dope? Oh,
white,
you look
great.
Yeah.
You thought Diego was white this whole time?
Man, I thought it was, I heard
I just
Diego.
Had interesting parents.
Like, I was like, Diego, he's definitely, you know.
I have white parents trying to get me into a college. Yeah,
I mean,
Diego.
Diego, a little bit. Your name sounds like a fucking drug dealer. You sound like a drug lord, but yeah, but you present white.
Yeah, oh, very much.
Shannon, do we find Diego attractive? Is this what is this?
Yes.
I am a model. Like, I have a modeling contract.
That
I
doesn't mean shit, dude. If you go to the mall now, it's all fat models. It's they're looking for weirdos. The fact that you're vegan and kind of gay looking, that's like
shout
a thing.
Out to the vegans.
They think they think you're a transgendered woman that's become a man.
Yeah, get that fucking picture. Yeah, someone screenshot that. All right.
You're both vegans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is, yeah, that's fun. I went out with a vegan chick recently. I went on a date with a vegan
chick. Where'd you guys go?
Shannon, where did we go?
Planta.
Oh, Planta's good.
Planta, yeah. And it was fucking, you know, it was good.
Wait, was it Shannon?
She wishes.
There you go.
She fucking wishes.
I'm so excited to have vegans here.
Are you vegan?
I am.
We're taking over.
Real.
We're taking over, man.
Let's go.
You're next.
Shannon's going to whistle when she walks tomorrow.
Listen, it's fine. If you go to a good vegan restaurant, it like tastes good.
Sure.
But for some reason, my stomach kind of hurts afterwards every time I eat vegan food.
Oh, you're just not used to nutrients.
No, it's not nutrients. I don't think it's nutrients, you fucking piece of shit. I think it's they use like weird shit to make it taste good.
Seasoning? What do you mean weird shit to make it taste good?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Vegans like, you know, whatever it is.
Okay, so maybe you're...
There's a lot of sauces that I'm like, well, what is in this fucking sauce in order to make it taste good? Is it a lot of sugar? Is that what it is?
It could be.
I feel like omnivores do more. Y'all have to do more.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because we just find a texture and we season it. Y'all got to do like dogs, like chicken.
When did you last eat meat?
I don't know, like 3 years ago? I've been a vegan for... 5 years, 6 years, no meat.
That math doesn't make sense.
No, because
hey, bro.
Someone, they told me it was vegan.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was like, okay.
That doesn't count, though.
What was the meat that you ate?
It was turkey.
And they told you it was vegan turkey?
They told me it was vegan turkey.
Was it delicious?
Well, it was weird because I was like, this cheese tastes like the other cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It kind of tastes like a fart. You're like, this is a farty.
Yeah, it's like bubbly.
I don't like how these fucking vegans are judging us right now. Don't come into my show.
We're not judging you.
By the way, if you look at like this side of the table versus this side of the table, we do look like we are fucking Toxic Avengers, and you look like Superman.
Yeah, we're Captain Planet.
Maybe you guys are onto something. It couldn't be any fucking worse. We look like monsters, Zach.
Full happy monsters.
Yeah, but I love
preacher and I notoriously sad people.
They are in great fucking tremendous shape. And your skin looks good. You guys are very...
Thank you. You're handsome too.
But you're a handsome guy.
I would definitely miss...
Of course.
I would miss it. I couldn't do it.
I miss it too sometimes.
Even if I go to a vegan restaurant for one meal, in the middle of the meal, I'm like, I wish I could have some meat. I miss it.
So it's not for you.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know.
Can't do it. But you guys are very, it's interesting to me that you guys can both fight and you're both still physically strong. Is that a misconception about vegans? It is, I guess, right?
Yeah,
man.
But I will say you guys are also pretty lean. Like, no offense, you guys are kind of built, you know, you're not.
Like a fighter who needs to be near a weight class?
No, dude, you're, all right, don't fuck it. Don't take shots at my weight right now, dude. I'm not in training camp, but my fight's not for a while. Okay. No, you guys are both lean.
Sure.
Lean.
It doesn't matter how many times you say it.
Tiny. I don't want to say tiny. You guys are small boys. I'm a big manly man. I need meat to carry this much weight.
Okay.
You can't get big. You can't get big without meat or without protein.
That's not true.
And you can't tell me you're fucking having protein from carrots because I know like that's what they do. They try to tell me about proteins in vegetables and that's crazy.
All right.
Defend veganism.
Kendrick Ferris, he was the only Olympian to make it in weightlifting, the Olympics, and he was vegan.
But he's the only one ever. He's the exception of the rule.
But he's the only one, though, man. We're like 1%. That's good odds.
Yeah. That's a good point. There's not that many vegans out there.
There's no vegans.
I find
and
nothing.
Into my tails, yeah, but I mean, 85% of vegans are women, so. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, fellas, if you're lonely.
But it's actually a good point as well, because if you're vegan, Shannon, if you meet a guy who's vegan, does that pique your interest a little bit?
I don't know. Like, I haven't...
Because when I meet a woman who's vegan, it makes me go, ugh!
That's true for women.
Well,
that's
fucking bitch!
When I meet women, they say
that's because men have personalities on top of being vegan.
And then women, you're right, being vegan is a woman's personality, typically.
Personality.
No offense to the girl who's vegan that listens to this show that I feel really bad. You have a personality. But listen.
You guys happen to be vegan. You're not vegans first.
Yes, sure. That's a great point.
Yeah.
You don't lead with it.
But again,
you meet a woman who's fucking vegan, dude. Like,
I'm already rock hard.
You're just saying it.
I'm like
stiff
like
as
floating.
This fucking
like a diamond down here, bro. I'm gonna lift this table up in a second.
Well, because then here's what the vegan women will say: like, oh, let's go to a restaurant, and they'll be like, oh, let's just go anywhere, and then you're like, okay, cool, let's go anywhere. And you go to any restaurant, and then she's literally eating like a lemon slice, and that's her fucking meal, because that's it.
So two things. One, I think a lot of times vegans will be like, wherever, just because we have now a stereotype of being difficult.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, whatever. I'll eat later.
You don't want to be an asshole.
I don't want to be annoying.
Yeah.
I know it's my lifestyle. Shannon's
vegan options everywhere.
Yeah, most of them.
So I mean, I'm chilling.
I've been vegan for 14 years, man. It's been a lot different.
I was trash. Yeah. I mean, I just back then. I'm a new one.
Yeah, back then it had to be difficult. Yeah,
it was so hard. It's so easy now. Like I've been on the road a lot more.
Being
like,
in New York and 2022, it's because I remember even when I started eating healthy when I was in my late 20s. That's the first time I ever gave a fuck about my diet. Right, mm-hmm. I tried to get in shape and I started eating healthy. Going on the road, it was damn near impossible.
It's insane.
It's like you because even the back then
nobody wanted to book him.
Back then,
good ass.
Oh fuck, dude, he's just Zach attacked me. Let me. Zach attack. He'll come out of nowhere, guys. No one's safe here. Don't let him go.
Wait.
No one's safe. He's only getting you though.
Don't cross him. Don't cross him.
Wait, does that happen when he rolls somebody?
Yeah, we have a few different.
I brought my own sound effect for me.
Yeah, do you have one?
No.
Okay, I have. If when you guys crush it, I will give you a good sound effect.
Watch your thumb.
So, all right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank our brand new sponsor, Bud Supps. Bud Supps is a top made in the USA supplement company tailored for your immune system. Not only are they a top supplement company, but they're massive fans of Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and all the other shows here at Gas Digital Network and want to help our listeners be as healthy as possible.
The result of years of research is Bud Supps' line of products that supports you and your system with additive-free, all-natural supplements. They have stuff like 360 joint care and repair, anxiety stack, sleep stack, a men's multivitamin, and Lou, you know what everybody's favorite is.
Oh yeah, the limitless nootropic stack, which uses nature's best nootropics to boost cognitive function, mental clarity, focus, energy production, as well as an immune function. I just started taking this stuff. That's why I'm reading this ad read so well. It keeps me going all day. It keeps me focused. I can read better on it. As I'm reading my son Harry Potter at night, I feel better at reading. Does it help you learn how to read? I don't think so. But I'm a better reader because of it. I really do believe that. Right now, you got to check out their full line of all-natural products at budsupps.com. That is budsupps.com. Double P's, baby boy. That's Shannon's boob size as well. Use the promo code RAP30 to save 30% off your entire order. Try the nootropic stack. I promise you right now, it's fucking great. Budsupps.com, promo code RAP30 to save 30% off. All right, where were we? What was I just saying?
Going on the road.
Yeah, back then, dude, fast food places didn't even have healthy options. Now you can go to McDonald's, you can get a fucking salad, you get a smoothie, and the smoothies aren't going to be healthy, but you can get like a salad at McDonald's, or you could fucking get like a grilled chicken sandwich and not eat the bun. Mm-hmm. Like there's, back then, when I first started going on the road, it was simply shit. It mm-hmm. was a, you know, roadside restaurants or fucking, you know, the best you could find would be like an Applebee's. But now, even when you look at every menu now has like a full page of health options.
Sure,
it's a way different thing. But New York has been pretty healthy for a while. I don't know if I could fucking truly date a vegan chick. It might become a problem. She would have, because I want a woman that's going to cook for me, and I'm not taking that shit. Mm. So I don't. If it's ethical for her, then it's going to be a problem because she's going to have to still cook me, and I only get unethical meat. I go for caged chickens. Mm-hmm. I go for any of like. I want to know that all of my animals were tortured,
slurred. People said lots of slurs.
Yelling ethnic and you don't even know what a race these cows are. I like Wagyu.
You gotta hit every one.
I like Wagyu because I just call them Japanese names. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, dude. I said, this is for World War II. And then I poof, right in the head. Yeah.
Pearl Harbor, this.
Yeah, dude.
Press the button.
Oh, yeah. So the normal.
making him do it.
He's on fire. This one.
I don't have a lot in my life. Please press the button.
Let's see. Laura from Georgia in the racist live chat says, McDonald's has had salads for decades. Laura, you're a fucking dumb bitch. You don't know anything. You don't know. When did they introduce the McDonald's salad, Shannon? I want to know the year.
93.
The year
that Didn't they used to have the shaker?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Probably decades. She's probably right about that.
As long as I've been alive. That's as old as me.
Either that or I was born in McDonald's. Like, we need to McDonald's.
Holy shit. We got to change it up a little bit.
You know what? Fine. She's right, but she doesn't got to fucking try to cut me down in the fucking chat, you asshole.
But yeah, the road's so difficult to eat, especially if like you go to a town that's like not the most populated. Yeah. By the time you're done with your set, it's 10:45 and you're like, oh, literally nothing is opened.
Yeah, and then you can't really let people know in small towns that you're vegan. That's some shit that you get killed for.
They're gonna try and suck my dick a lot and eat my ass.
Diego, you're also a guy that I would fuck with. Like if you like physically, no offense, dude.
I
train with Diego today. Diego folds me in half and does whatever he wants with me. Okay, if I can recapture half guard with Diego and I feel like it's legitimate and he didn't let me, that is a win.
Yeah.
That is a win when I roll with Diego. I really mean that, right? So I had a couple moments today. I felt pretty good.
You did. You're doing so good. I'm proud of you.
But like, I'm just telling you, if I saw you and you started talking shit to me, I would laugh so hard directly in your face. It would be the biggest mistake of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But how often do people test you?
Very rarely.
Very rarely. Yeah. Why? Because you don't give out that energy.
I don't give out the energy that you could.
Hair, dude, makes me want to punch you directly in your nose.
Yeah, but you have to remember, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
So like, there's not a lot of people that are like you that just looking to start a fight at all times.
Here we go.
So like, the only time I've had people be anywhere aggressive to me have been.
He attacked me.
Okay. Have been on the train.
It's a fucking guest attack. Come on, Preacher. Get with the program, Preacher. It's a little bit of an aggressive show. We got this. Preacher got high with me right before the show, and I see it now.
Now he's just kind.
Yeah, I got.
He just keeps rubbing my shoulders like, this is fun. I'm having a good time. He gets very loving. No, but the only time people have tried to fuck with me has been on the train, and I just stare at them and go.
You do crazy person eyes.
Yeah, I go, what's up?
Yeah.
I don't want to fight. No, I don't want to fight anyone, but I'm not fucking backing down from people.
No. When's the last time you got to a street fight?
2008?
2008. And what happened? What was that? You were already training?
21 years before after McDonald's came out with salad.
Yeah.
By the way, Zach, everything that is like before Christ, after. Everything is since McDonald's came out with salad. That's when McDonald's jumped the shark in Zach's mind and he can't let it go.
Yeah.
Never forgive him.
No, 2008, when I used to hang out in downtown Fort Lauderdale with all my like shitty tattoo artist friends. Everyone got drunk. There was a big brawl, basically, and people that were at this bar came to our bar, and we just fought each other.
Everyone just fought each other.
Yeah, and I was.
Did you get your ass kicked?
No one hit me. I barely hit one guy. I missed a little bit. This was before I was training.
You'd never trained a day in your life. Did you think back about how little you knew how to fight back then?
I think about it like 6 years ago. Like, you're always like, oh, wow, I'm so much better than I was X time ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But like seeing people walk around nowadays, I'm like, oh, you have zero training. You have no idea what to do just grabbed you by the neck.
It's crazy. Training has become a humbling experience in that sense because I was such a punk ass before I trained. Like I'm still a punk ass, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not, because I've trained now, I know what a human being is capable of actually doing that really knows what the fuck they're doing. So I just look at people a little differently. I was like, you don't really know. You have no fucking clue. If you see anybody that's like, it's like, why are they in shape? Are they in shape because they train Muay Thai? Yeah. Fuck. I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. Like,
You can tell by like shoulders. Like you can tell by looking at someone. You're like, oh, you did wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, their ears very often. Yeah, the ears are great tell. That was God's only tell. They're like, we're going to give guys who get really good at jiu-jitsu shitty ears because it would be unfair for there to be no physical telltale signs in the world to not know. How long have you been training that, Preacher?
3 years.
3 years.
That's crazy.
Before that, you never trained at all.
No, I mean.
You're so good, dude. You're so fucking fast.
Preacher's
a
natural, dude.
He's so annoying. trying to hit
Preacher.
You
almost broke my arm, man. This
good.
Broke my arm last time we were
good. He's
slow you down a little bit.
Tickling my mouth, bro. Dog. Came all the way around.
No, with the striking, you. I mean, dude, you're so fast and you're so in and out. It's really, really difficult. The jiu-jitsu, at least I have size, so I can kind of hang. If you're tired, that was the second round. You were already tired. First round, he fucking whipped my ass, right? Then the second round, you're already tired. I'll be humble here, you know, but. You're very, very good. You move like a fighter. I was telling him before when I was watching him just hit the pads with you, he was already going for the next movement before you even called it. Like, it was his body was already sort of
he knew
like
the mechanics. He knew where the weight was going.
Were you a good – did you get into fights before that?
No, I didn't. The first time I punched somebody was sparring.
Wow, because you're a nice fucking guy. Preacher's too nice of a guy. We're going to make you more mean.
Yeah, were you raised really Christian?
I'm more scared than nice. But I never got into if someone was like, I would beat you up, and I'm like, you probably will, man. So I'm like, really?
I believe you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah. So like, but I didn't get into many fights. I did some dude try to fight me this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I was on stage.
No.
And I was just roasting him because the way he was walking. And he got mad and then called me gay. And then I was like, oh, okay.
That's it.
Classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thanks, and 1987.
Then I started roasting them.
Year of the McDonald's salad.
Then I started roasting some more. And then he was like, I ain't the one.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So what happened?
That was it. I mean, well, I guess my brother went over and told that, you know, I kept roasting them. Because I was like, I can't let you
get can't,
the last
words. No, you have
you
to.
Can't get the
you
last words.
To.
So I just kept going. But they just told him to be quiet.
Yeah,
and he was quiet.
I had a similar thing, but it was with a woman who came up on stage with me. In fact, she had the picture's up on my Instagram.
She got on stage.
Yeah, this bitch came up on stage, and the security was gonna pull her off, but I let her. So I was fucking with her. No, I wasn't even fucking with her yet. I had a great weekend. Uh-huh. Shout out to fucking Hyenas Comedy Club, is Dallas Fort Worth. Anybody who came out, you got a great show, dude. I'll tell you right now, I'm very, very impressed with Jamie Kilstein. Mm-hmm. Jamie is a good friend. And if you guys don't know, go see Jamie Kilstein live. He's a fucking killer. He's a real, real deal killer. He's a pro. He's not doing horseshit political comedy anymore, which is sort of what he was doing for years. Mm-hmm. And he's just writing jokes, and they're really good. They're really layered. I was extremely impressed with Jamie. He made me work extra hard all weekend. The shows were just a blast. They were just incredible all weekend. So shout out to everyone who came out. You know, Dallas was awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. This is Jamie posting this picture. Things going totally normal and well during Gomez Comedy
Set. This is this week.
This is this past Saturday night. So it's a crazy rowdy crowd. My crowds always get rowdy.
Sure.
And it's like probably
you
six.
You incite it.
Though. I do incite it. So 60% Skanks fans.
You put a knife under every chair.
Yeah, I do. I'm like the Joker. I throw a bunch of fucking like a bunch of bombs that walk in and explode. No, but I, you know, it's a very rowdy crowd. And this. I did a joke that just didn't go over that well.
Mm-hmm.
This joke's honestly never gone over that well. Like, I gotta figure out. Either I gotta take it out of my set. It's not it didn't bomb. It wasn't like I'm killing the whole set. And this one joke I did that didn't fucking murder. Regardless, dude, I'm sure. Fucking. So at the end of the joke, this woman goes, "Do a better joke," and. I'm murdering. Like the whole set, like so the point where like the crowd's completely on my side. And if you're ever dealing with a heckler, I don't want to get too inside baseball, but everyone knows this is a comic. If the crowd's on your side, that heckler has no chance.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. If you're bombing, you might have to finagle. You might have to turn that frown upside down, baby boy. You got to get out there and make it work. And that can be a moment where your set can turn. To be honest with you, a heckler can quote unquote save the day. Sometimes they can ruin a fucking show other times as well. But she calls this out, and it was, you know, so it's kind of like awkward for a moment. And then I start trashing her, right? And she's just drunk, right? And I'm getting her, and it's fucking great. I'm like, at one point, I was like, miss, just sit down. Because she's standing up. And she sat down, and I was like, good dog, roll over. And then when I called her a dog, she got furious. And
they
she
don't
starts
like
flipping
that.
Out. They don't
weird.
Like being called a dog.
So strange.
So she starts flipping out. So then she comes up. She's like, I'm not a dog. Fuck you. Your dog just died.
And I was like, what? How does she know that about you?
She's a fan.
Oh.
Oh, man.
She's a fan.
This is what you do.
This is what
your
I do.
Your supporters are
this
the meanest people in the world.
This is a fucking fan.
Sorry about your dog.
Yes.
So, then I realized that in the moment, and then I kind of felt bad. Because I was like, oh, shit, she's genuinely just drunk.
Yeah.
I create this sort of, like, roasty environment in the crowd where everyone's sort of like, you know, she's just a girl, so she's not funny. So she didn't. She was trying to be funny. This is what happened. A woman tried to be funny, mm-hmm. right? And she just didn't realize what was going on, and she was hammered. So then,
where's that Medium headline, right? Yeah,
so
woman tries to be funny. Was
smuts?
Just drunk.
So she comes up on stage, and they were gonna go, and I was like, "No, let her go." Then I just started like fucking with her from the stage, and then you know I made her go back down or whatever. But it was a very interesting moment of like, yeah, she was fucking ready. But once I found out I was a fan, then I pulled back a little bit.
Of course,
because like if it was just some drunk bitch, I would have just kept on pushing until she did something to get herself thrown out, and then right. I would have all just laughed at her. Yeah. Her boyfriend DM'd me afterwards. He's like, "Dude, we're such huge fans." I'm like, "I'm so sorry. She was just drunk. Wow. She was really disappointed that Zach wasn't there." She got Jamie Kilstein instead. Infuriating.
She's like, "Zach looks different in person." Because the thing is, like, the fandom you cultivate is kind of always like antagonizing each other and antagonizing you. So it's like, it's hard for you to be able to tell off the cuff if someone's right, like being shitty to you because they like you and this is how they come.
And that's it. I'm also, I don't really want anyone to walk out upset at my comedy show. You know, that's sort of a, you know, it happens sometimes.
Luke's also way more patient than you think he's going to be. Because if somebody starts to try to do a bit with me, like outside, I immediately am like, "Get away from me."
Nice. Yeah.
Like that guy that was trying to take pictures with us in Chicago, and he was trying to direct all the photos. I was like doing a bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'm done with this guy." And I just started to walk away. And Lou's like, "Oh, this guy's trying to do a bit. He's great."
I spend a little time. I shake hands with everybody afterwards. Zach, if you fucking catch COVID, you're a goner. So you can't actually.
Yeah, you got to be more safe than
this. Yeah, Zach's got to go put himself in a bubble again.
I'm surprised we're on a windscreen on you
now. That's how we figured out that people need to sit on my lap if they want photos.
Yes. We did.
We made a new rule.
We make him sit on the lap like Santa
Claus. That's fantastic.
If people want a picture with me, I don't get up.
How strong is this chair you're getting?
I was using like a piece of architecture.
A cornerstone.
Oh, fuck me.
Can I ask what you don't have to tell me the joke, but like what was the butt of the joke that they got mad at?
They didn't get mad, it just didn't
it didn't hit. Sorry.
It just didn't hit. Yeah, it was the joke is about how easy it is to kill a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's dark.
It's fine. But it's who you want. Like,
look,
if Preacher has that joke, it's different. But you have that joke. They should be expecting it to a degree.
No, of course. It's just, like I said, it's just, it doesn't hit that hard. It is what it is. Sometimes jokes, I'm about to take it out of my, if I can't figure out.
Can I listen to it
how to
later?
Make it kill. Yeah, I'll show it to you. Okay. If I can't figure out how to make it kill, I got to take it out of my sack. And the reality is, lesser comics would just keep a joke that's subpar that doesn't really hit that hard in their set because it's just time filler. It is what it is. It just doesn't fucking doesn't hit.
No, you got mouths to feed. You got to have all killer.
I mean, how long you had the joke?
I've been trying it for a few months. Yeah,
I don't know, man. I mean, sometimes if I feel that way about a joke, after like 6 months, it clicks.
Yeah, that happens too. Yeah. But hold on, maybe I'll put it on the shelf. Come back to
it a year
from now, which that happens all the time. I'll come back to it a year from now and be like, "Let me try this again," and then a new punchline because I've moved away from it. Because you get set in too set in the words, the setup, where it kind of came from, where the origin of the joke. Sometimes you forget sort of the whole setup of it, and you retry it, and you're like, "Oh, I just reworked that," but I have to reset my mind on it. I think.
Yeah.
I had a joke. I remember I tried a joke at an open mic six years ago. And being like, got nothing. But I'm like, that seems weird. And literally 5 months ago, I just tried it at one of the shows in, I think, South Carolina. And it crushed. And now, like, I reworked it. And it's like one of my best jokes.
Yeah.
I just wasn't a good enough comedian then.
Yeah, that's another side of it as well. That's another side of it as well. It's like you, like, that, go back through your old, old books. Mm-hmm. I wish I could find, like, books from, like, 2-3 years in comedy. Because I bet you there's a bunch of great original premises.
It's just drawings of houses on fire. Like, just, these aren't jokes
just
at all.
Swastikas and fucking doodles.
Knives all over cops. You're like, interesting.
All right. Just fucking doodles of fucking... all
the right. 3DS that everyone drew.
Oh, you mean this one?
Yes.
Oh, wow, dude. Oh, you got that tattooed on your leg?
Yeah, man, I'm an idiot.
What a dork. Do you have any tattoos, Preacher?
No.
Hell,
nothing?
Dude.
No.
He doesn't care.
No, I mean, I wanted a tattoo for like 3 years.
What'd you want to get?
I don't know. That's why I don't have a tattoo.
One of my favorite Mike Britt jokes from back.
I
you know
love
Mike Britt,
much.
Mike Britt's fucking hilarious. So like a 30-year vet, maybe 25-year vet
forever.
At least. But like a guy, he does some shit now. Like a lot of, because I think he's been on Che's show a few times because he's got so much respect from comics.
He's like a Dwayne Kennedy. Like people that care about comedy know him.
Dude, a fucking murderer, dude. But one of my favorite jokes back in the day was his joke about tattoos. He's like, people always asking about tattoos. See, if I got a tattoo, I get a tattoo of one person right here, like on fire, and then another person right here looking in the opposite direction. And then people are like, what is your tattoo of? I'm like, yeah, that's somebody minding their fucking business. Love it.
Hell yeah.
Love Mike Britt. All right, real quick, I got to talk to the real fucking badass, real ass dudes out there. Are you a guy who works on your own car? You a guy who you don't need to go to have some other dude fucking do your shit, right? That's me. You want to be like me. You want to be a fucking real ass man, right? Guess what? You can do it and get all of the best prices on your auto parts at rockauto.com. It's an online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. Zach, I know when you're working on your motorcycle with a sidecar. That's what I was going to imagine you in. You get all of your auto parts from rockauto.com.
Absolutely. They've been in business for 20 years. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that, are still going to upcharge you. At rockauto.com, you can find everything you need. So whether you are a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how automobiles even work, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing.
Yeah, there's no promo codes or anything. They already have the best possible prices in the world. So just go to rockauto.com, browse around a little bit. If you need something, grab something. And if you do buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Once again, that's rockauto.com. All right, where were we? Anyway, look, fuck it. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We're going to start the show. We haven't even started yet. That was just a little warm-up.
Oh, cool.
Warming up our vocal cords. No, we're live, Preacher. Preacher's like, what the fuck is going on right now? Preacher is regretting coming here by the minute.
No, I'm not, man.
All right, we got, what do you guys got coming up? What do you got to plug? Any live dates? By the way, the fans come out. The fans support, so please, take your moment.
Man, I don't know where I'm at, to be honest. Just go to
what's your website?
PreacherLawson.com.
And what's your social media?
Preacher Lawson.
Wow, that's great.
He's like, Don't come see me.
I don't need
no,
you.
No, come see me,
Preacher's
man.
Preacher's like, I don't need you. I don't fucking like you.
He's like, I'm selling out on the road. To be honest with you, I don't really need your audience.
This is below me?
this is chill, man.
Diego, what do you have to plug?
A Little Time Podcast is my podcast with my best friend, Mike Abruzzi. Follow this Diego Lopez on Twitter and Instagram. And featuring for Shane Smith, we're going to be in Atlanta 6/25 and then Tacoma on the 9th and the 10th of... that's 6th. That's out of order. Spokane, Buffalo, New York. ShaneSmithComedy.com, and you could follow me and find it there too. Thank you.
Zach Amico.
Just check out my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Fidance, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Very funny.
And thank you, buddy. And Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up this weekend. Thursday night, I'll be in Ontario, California. Jason Ellis featuring for me on those shows. The great Jason Ellis. Mm. Will we get into a fight in the parking lot? Who knows? Then June 10th and 11th, American Comedy Company with now the great Zach Amico coming into the shows.
Wow.
He's on fire.
Zach Amico added to the shows. Very, very excited about this. Me and Zach back at Zach, have you done the American Comedy Company?
Nope.
Wow. You never been to San Diego?
Nope.
What? Dude, they put us up in a dope hotel, and it's fucking, the whole fucking staff are fans of our shows. The whole fucking, we sell out the show. Hopefully we sell out the shows. I hope we do. We did last time. We sold out most of them. It's going to be awesome. Come see me and Zach Amico. The shows are going to be incredible. It's not on the website, but July 12th, I will be at the Comedy Store doing Goddamn Comedy Jam with Josh Adam Myers. I will be singing a song. That's right. Me, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, singing a song at the Comedy Store. Who knows what I'm going to sing. Then June 17th, I'll be at Soul Joel's. June 24th, the Emias Theater in Emias, Pennsylvania. June 25th, Coho's Music Hall in Albany, New York. And then July 4th weekend, this will be up on my website this week, by the way. Me and Aaron Berger kicking off our Offend Everyone tour at the Creek and Cave, Austin, Texas. Love that club. Love Rebecca Trent. We're doing a Depraved down there as well. We have the whole weekend celebrating the 4th of July as well. Come out and fucking party with us in Austin, Texas. July 14th through 16th, I'll be at the Comedy Club in Kansas City, Missouri, which I've never been there. And then me and Aaron Berger going all over the place. All over the place. So look out for those tour dates and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network. RapRack.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library here at the network for all of the shows. Legion of Skanks has hundreds of episodes. Real Ass Podcast has hundreds of episodes. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. So do that now. We are raising the prices, I think, in August. Not for people that are subscribed, though. So if you subscribe, you're not having the prices raised. Some people are getting mad. Somebody posted a comment being like, dude, they fucking raised the prices. I'm out. Like, it's not being raised for you, you idiot. Dickhead. Dumb fucking dickhead moron.
One of your fans not reading? That's
insane. They can't fucking understand. Subscribe so you don't have to worry about the price being raised. We're adding shows to the network. We're fucking expanding the entire pod. Mm-hmm. We're doubling the size of the studio so we can add more shows, increase the production value. We're doing so much for you guys.
Matt's space over there.
Rebuilding
too, right?
Our website from the ground up, which will eventually lead to a brand new app being developed. A lot of stuff happening right now, but get in there right now. Be one of the OGs, because we're not doing that anymore. If this next round, those people will have their prices raised. Mark my words. I can't be generous with everybody. At this point, we're a fucking worldwide phenomenon. I'm not going to sit here and fucking just be generous with every asshole out there. This is your last shot. Subscribe now before we raise these prices. Use that promo code RAP. You keep your membership $8.50 a month. It's crazy.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Find that in your shoes.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's talk about our shit. Oh, finally, two ads on today's show. Thanks, Shannon. Finally, you did something right. I'm a little bit annoyed with everybody.
I can tell.
Right now. I'm not, you know, it's not always.
We're having a good morning, and we walked in here.
It's not all sunshine and rainbows, but it is a good morning when we're training. We're having a good time.
Sweating.
Trying to hit each other. Just great. Dudes sweating on
holding
each other.
Holding each other.
Yeah.
Compliments.
It's a nice thing. So, all right, let's talk about some of these things now. All right. First of all, this is annoying to me because I was supposed to go with my niece to Doc Antle's tiger exhibit in Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever been to it? Have you ever pet illegal baby tigers?
No.
It's fucking heartwarming, pretty true.
Heck.
Would you not do that? Would you not hold baby tigers?
No.
Why not? Is it an ethical thing?
No, I just don't like. I don't do the zoo type stuff. You know, so.
Really?
Yeah, bro. I'm that vegan.
You're that vegan. Oh, so it's about the animals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about.
I can't. Yeah. And but yeah, but no, I wouldn't. I think tigers are dope. I always wanted a tiger.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be dope.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I would. If they overcharge you, you know, who knows what they do with those baby tigers once they get too big?
Oh,
who knows?
They sell them.
I have no. I mean,
weird sexual stuff online. What do
they
do? Probably.
They have 10 baby tigers at all times.
Yeah, man, that's
there
sketchy.
Should just based off of what they do, there should be mass
hundreds of adult tigers,
thousands of adult tigers just roaming around just based off of their own. Yeah, and I don't know where these tigers are going. No. I have no idea.
Where's this at?
Myrtle Beach.
Okay, well, so what's happening?
So, well, here's what's going on. I was going to take my niece to this place, but Doc Antle, who was on the Tiger King documentary, he was apparently just arrested.
Shannon, can you pull a picture of this guy? There we go. Oh, okay.
That's me playing with baby tigers. Look how fucking, look at my son and look at our face. Look at the joy on my, look at how happy he is.
Sure.
Look how happy I am. Look at these monkeys.
God, I love monkeys so much.
They're the best. Look at it. This is not unethical, preacher, you fucking asshole. This is joy.
Oh, no, it's unethical.
He's fist bumping me.
Yeah, man.
He's fist bumping me.
It can be both. It's,
absolutely.
It can be unethically dope.
Look at that. Whatever that thing is.
That's a.
Look, he was staring at me, dude. This thing wanted to kill
me.
He's
like, oh, fucking like this. This guy looks too much like me.
Go back, Shannon.
This guy's like, the monkey's like, am I looking in a mirror right now? What's going on?
He's like, I don't like creatures that are less smart than me.
This moron doesn't know how to hold me up, right?
Doggy, no, go back, Shannon. Go back for a second.
I can't really want to see this elephant picture.
I don't know what these animals are.
Oh, they're wearing diapers.
They did not like their leopard print diapers, I'm sure. They were infuriated. That's a little disrespectful, I got to be honest with you. And this thing was going to tear my fucking face off. It's
terrifying.
Yeah, she literally told me, she was like, don't look at him.
Dude, it's so funny to be like, yeah, just keep your eyes forward.
She also told me, don't look at him, dude. It was fucking wild, okay?
You're baring your teeth.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He got mad at you, and then you bared your teeth and wouldn't make eye contact.
Go ahead. Let's see. Racist live chat. Okay, really? Baby James meeting his grandfather. What a fucking piece of shit.
Unbelievable.
You guys aren't okay. That was Yusuf, who works for Gas Digital. wasn't even a racist person.
He's over there just like typing.
It was a brown person who works for Gas Digital. That's where we're at in our lives. And this is Doc Antle. This is the guy who was arrested.
Oh.
He was on Tiger King.
Oh, he was arrested.
Oh, I remember that dude.
Yeah, yeah. He had all the wives, dude. Yeah, he was one of like 40 fucking, wives. Dude. Yeah,
did
yeah.
he get arrested for having too big
of
cargo
shorts?
One.
All of them were.
I was telling a joke.
All of them were.
Yeah, there's something about tigers and fucking a lot of ladies.
Yeah,
dude.
Men know what women like, and it's a lot of tigers.
I knew a girl who was going to go work.
Ooh.
She was cute, dude. Cute chick. She was going to go work for his tiger zoo. And she was like, the vibe she got there from like all the chicks were like, they were like his sex slaves.
Wow.
It's like my fantasy. This would be like, I know if my goal was to open a tiger zoo and become the next like Tiger King type guy, first of all, it's completely within my personality type.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. I mean, it really.
This is.
It's almost a tiger. We're lacking the tigers right now.
Yeah, you're lacking the khaki shorts.
I
and
have
the
space and I have the manpower right now to turn this into a tiger.
If you told me that wasn't the autism exhibit,
it does look like we're looking through glass at
look
retarded
at them,
people.
Look at them not be able to make eye contact and give us a bunch of facts about a movie years ago.
Don't look at them.
Don't make eye contact with them.
No, don't bring up trains. They'll come out. No, shh.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, don't. They're going to ask you what Nick Mullins like. Don't.
Shannon, what exactly happened here? Why was Doc Antle arrested? Why is the Tiger Zoo still open? Are we allowed to go to it?
I believe that the zoo is still open because it doesn't seem like this has much to do with, like, it's nothing to do with, like, cruelty to animals. It's money laundering. And they haven't officially announced the charges yet. That's going to happen this afternoon.
How do you money launder? I don't even know how to launder my clothes.
Boom.
Hold on.
Don't push that button right now. Do you have a bad joke button, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just crushed it, dude.
No one laughed.
Shannon, I need a laugh track button.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you need.
Shannon, if we can get... But wait, not. I don't. Hold on. No, I don't want laughter from... Hey, you know what I want? I want like laughter from a podcast, but not my podcast.
That's the move.
Let's get a laughter from a like maybe like Bert Kreischer's laugh. We get Stav. Let's get a bunch of different laughs. Bert Kreischer's
Bobby
laugh.
Bobby Lee's would be good.
Bobby Lee, Stav. People have notorious laughs.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I want you to put them all together. I mean this. I want them to be all together in one.
This is priority number one.
This
Shannon.
Is a great bit. This is a fucking
I love this
great bit.
A symphony of annoying laughs.
A symphony of annoying laughs, dude. Yeah. But people would know. So Bert, I don't know Bobby Lee's laugh. What's his laugh like?
It's kind of Asian.
Really? Come on, don't be. Nailed come it. On, dude.
He puts his hand over his mouth, and then he does a peace sign.
No, that's not what is Bobby Lee's laugh?
I don't know. It's just very distinctive. I feel
okay.
I've heard it.
I don't know who's got other distinctive laughs in comedy.
Jimmy Carr.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jimmy's annoying. He does that.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I do remember it now.
Can you hear Jimmy Fallon's laugh?
Oh, that's a good one. He's a
Fallon's
notorious laugher.
All right. Yeah. Put Fallon's laugh in there. I want a symphony of laughs of famous funny people, quote unquote funny. And then when I say something hilarious and my guests are, and don't be offended by this. But too stupid to get how great my joke was. Okay, no offense. You guys are great. You're vegan. You're in great shape. You're good-looking men. But let's get real. That joke was fucking hilarious. And
I laughed.
So I said, Diego was the only one who didn't laugh.
Yeah,
I didn't either. Don't worry.
You guys are fucking dumb, and you didn't get my awesome joke. And maybe you're just not in tune with the type of high-level comedy that me and Preacher do.
Yeah, that must be it.
That's exactly it. let's see. Norman's laugh. What are people saying in the racist live chat? The loud guy from the Skanks audience. Ooh, that's brutal. I can't have his laugh.
Dude, that guy came to see me at like a show that nobody was at.
Oh, dude.
And it was just that laugh, and it made me want to stop comedy.
Yeah, that's like you're here to prank me now. You're supporting me, and thank you so much, but you're hurting my feelings.
People are saying Derek Gaines' laugh. Mark Norman's laugh, Schultz's laugh. He doesn't really make a sound though. He just smacks the mic on his knee. Yeah, Shannon, this is your new project, and I want it by Wednesday show.
I'm not here on Wednesday. I'm out for a week.
Who's here on Wednesday? But I want it. But
Bobby
make it happen. It's your job to fucking delegate.
Okay.
How about you produce, Shannon? Shannon, where are you going for your birthday?
Curacao.
Curacao.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where that's at.
It's a Dutch island. There's the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao in the Caribbean.
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds fantastic. Who are you going with?
Just the girls for my birthday.
That's great. I can't wait to go.
The problem with it, when girls go on a group trip like that, they're going to cock block each other.
Oh.
Like, men don't do that for each other, but, like, women, like...
All my friends are married, though.
So, yeah, exactly. So if you're trying to get laid on this trip, it's not going to happen.
No, no, no. Gonna... They would put me in front of the guy.
Right.
They, like, so they want cheat. You. They want you to... They want you to get laid.
Yes.
That's nice okay. of them. You can try and get laid on the trip, or is this like so. A... No, yeah, all right.
Shannon's a boring bitch, dude.
I am.
She really needs to... Dude, when I was single... I am single. I'm single. I'm single now.
Yeah, man.
If I go on vacation, I'm trying to get fucking... I'm trying to get my dick wet.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta. Life's short.
But in Curacao, what is it? You're staying at a resort?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's easy. I feel like for a woman to get laid at a resort is pretty easy.
Woman who looks like Shannon? Come
Not
on.
Not anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Also, anywhere. You're right about that. I feel like more people should be horny at a resort, though. I've never been...
It's low stakes because you're like, neither of us live here. You can expect a relationship in Curacao.
Yeah, I just feel like that would be like, you know, you want to go and get, you know, get a little crazy and fucked up. But I just realized I don't think I've ever been to a resort when I was single. I always just bring a chick.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never gone with a bunch of dudes to just some fucking...
It is kind of honeymoon-ish. Like, oh, we're going as a couple to this thing that's romantic.
And yeah.
We're giving each other hand jobs in a jacuzzi that's already filled.
Shannon, you're going to hate this vacation. Compared to Jamaica, it's going to be the fucking worst thing you've ever been on in your entire life.
We'll see. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We have booked an excursion to swim with sea turtles in the wild, guys. There is no harm to animals here.
Happy birthday.
But, that's great.
I'm so excited.
When is your birthday again?
It's Thursday, the 9th.
All right, I'm putting my phone down.
Hell yeah. So you're going to swim with sea turtles, and that you think that's going to compare to Jamaica?
I don't know. Well, we never did go swim with dolphins in Jamaica.
Because nobody wanted to go.
I know, just me and Alex.
I put it in my calendar, Shannon's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Shannon. We're going to celebrate on Wednesday's show. Good. We're going to get crazy. Well, you're not going to be here Wednesday. No. When are you leaving?
Wednesday.
Fuck you, Shannon. Oh, really? You're going to leave for your birthday and then not even celebrate with us?
No, well, that was the whole point, is that I didn't want to be home and depressed when I turned 40. So I was like,
damn it, Shannon.
I
was just about to make Preacher guess how old you were, you fucking asshole.
Sorry.
What are you, like, 35?
Good job, Preacher. Preacher, awesome. Would you be into a woman like Shannon? Because I don't know how old you are, Preacher. Oh. Preacher, you can be 17 years old. You can be 25 years old.
I'm 16 years old.
I have no idea how old Preacher is. How old are you?
I'm 31.
31. Would you get into an older woman like Shannon?
I mean...
Just say yes, Preacher. It's going to break her fucking heart.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't really know Shannon, but she seems nice.
Preacher's got to get to know a chick first.
That's nice.
He's too
Not
good
really,
a person.
But, I mean, I'm, you know... Yeah. I'm high, bro. Like, I mean, yeah,
it's so fun sitting next to you and being like...
No. I think people are going to think Preacher's, like, uncomfortable. He's literally just high.
I'm just fully vibing.
And he said, I mean, before we smoked it, he was like, look, I don't smoke in the morning because it fucks up my whole day.
I don't care. Let's go outside and smoke.
Yeah, and we smoked them. Can we give Preacher a dab? Can we just double down? Can I get a dab, first of all?
Yeah, No, we're not.
Oh, no, and Preacher took dabs, too.
No, that's why I'm like this, man. That's why I'm like this.
I forgot that you
I'm like,
dabs.
I'm going to stop trying to engage, bro. I didn't do that. I think I did that like once.
No, I know. You're fucking...
Before?
Preacher's...
Or here's wait.
I hang out with Preacher. At this point, a lot. We've hung out a lot. Preacher's... He's a fucking chatty Cathy. He will yap. Preacher likes to yap. He likes to talk.
He's a comedian.
He's just high as fuck right
so
now.
Fun, man.
I need another dab, though.
Yeah, so you can get him. I'm chilling, man.
What does it feel like?
I just ordered. I feel like I ordered too much food, and I was like, I thought I was hungry, but now I got all this left. But I'm chilling, man.
You're feeling good. But I like the honesty of the Preacher. I was like, would you get into a girl like Shannon? He's like, I'd have to get to know her. I was like, oh, you're that type of guy? You'd have to get to know a chick? He's like, No.
No, just Shannon.
No. No, I didn't mean it like that.
I got it loud and clear, Preacher.
No, that is not how I... No,
Preacher would be lucky, Shannon.
I would be so lucky. I think I would be lucky. I don't know is what I'm saying.
He's like, I
don't
can't
know.
See you.
You're behind me. It's dark. Like fucking high as shit. I don't know what day it is anymore. There's 2 clocks happening, and he's I feel like that's freaking you out a little bit.
I gotta not give his multiple clocks. That's yeah, crazy. He's like, multiple clocks with different times. Yes,
it's 12:50 at the same time.
Oh, shit. All right, thank you very
that's
much.
A lot to ask for.
All right, you're our new dab master. I feel like that the word master is too good of a word, though.
Okay.
I don't like
not
that.
Not where I thought you were going with that.
Oh, yeah. It's actually offensive. Yeah, you're not a dab master. You're my dab slave. Better yet.
Literally 180, yeah.
Yes, that's I'm. Mine. Yes, you're my dab slave.
Just making sure. I appreciate you.
And listen to me. From now you're on, great, Byron, dude. When you give me dabs, no.
Eye contact.
I want... you to be shirtless.
Oh, that's nice.
You're my dab slave. Thank you very much. Take your fucking shirt off.
I don't condone any.
First of all, not all slaves are black, Preacher. Once
I know they make our clothes.
The Jews were slaves.
He really
doesn't.
He was fine with the slaves comment. It's the taking the shirt off that really upset Preacher.
No, I mean, I think it's the whole calling them a slave.
Sure. And that's up.
He's doing it. So I mean, it's like
Shannon,
whatever.
Do me a favor, pull up all the cultures that have been slaves. I bet you there's been.
I'm sure there's a website, a very cool website that has a full list of that.
No, I bet you that first of all, the Jews were slaves before anybody else, mm-hmm. And I was agreeing with that. I feel like that was justified. They killed Jesus.
You could pull up the video on Wonder Chosen, season one.
Were the Jews
talk about slaves
before
very
they
funny.
Killed Jesus or after they killed Jesus?
Before. I don't know.
Yeah, but God can.
I graduated high school with a 1.2 GPA.
God can read the future. God can tell the future.
He knows.
God's the ultimate gypsy. The ultimate fucking...
ultimate gypsy.
That's what God is. God can fucking...
just moving around heaven.
He doesn't even need the tarot cards. God just knows what they are.
I gotta use the restroom real quick.
Yeah, go
now
ahead,
Preacher's
buddy.
Leaving. He's gone. Preacher...
he's gonna be in there for 6 hours, yeah. Just looking in the mirror. Oh, man. That's fun. What's this extra thing you got going on?
It needs to be charged. Charge us, dude. This is not even getting me high, you piece of shit.
Because that's a bong, right? What's that? That looks like a sex toy.
It's crazy, dude. Just put a wet, weird, dirty thing in my mouth for no reason.
You're welcome.
The fuck is wrong with you, Byron?
Hi, Byron. So what else is going on, guys?
A lot. And I have a lot. By the way, we have barely gotten to my notes. To say, you know, it's been a great show so far. We're 52 minutes in.
I don't think Preacher's coming back.
Really?
Yeah, he said... You think he said he's too high?
No. No, he's got to come back. No, he's got to come back.
I told him, I was like, just get a little fresh air and then come back in.
No way.
He's peeing right now, but I think he's not coming back.
He's got to come back in.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Shannon, you're not letting Preacher
dude,
leave.
Dude, you did this.
No way.
You did this.
Preacher, you got
to. He's susceptible to peer pressure.
No, Shannon,
you know that.
He's got
to
talk about being this high. This
it's
is fine.
So funny.
Sometimes people get high. It's fine.
I couldn't tell if he was mad at me or just.
No. He's high. That's not Preacher. Preacher's hilarious. He just goes with the joke.
Yeah. I've only hung out with him in a training room, so I'm like, I don't know what he's like.
No, he's gotta
coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah, he's gotta come back in. No, Preacher.
Go get
Preacher.
Some sun. Go get some fresh
Preacher,
air.
Preacher, you gotta come back in. Come here,
that's
Preacher.
So
you gotta.
Funny.
Come here, Preacher. No, please come back in. We gotta talk about this, please. For the love of God, please. You gotta come back in.
Oh, no, he got into the autism exhibit.
Oh, God.
Don't make eye contact. Walk out slowly.
He's drinking water right now. He is fucking...
it's hilarious.
He's baked out of his mind.
Oh, poor guy.
No, it's great.
Give him a minute. We're having fun.
No,
let's go to the notes. He'll come in when he's ready.
Yeah, he's got to come back in. I have to talk to him about how he feels right now because I've never seen somebody go from being so fucking ready for a podcast
to his
own head. He's fucking, he's high as shit, guys. Guys, don't do dabs if you don't do dabs.
Yeah.
That's what I should say. I should have said, don't give him dabs, Byron, you fucking asshole. Why would you give him dabs?
Are dabs stronger?
Yes, it's concentrated weed.
Okay.
Super concentrated. So, maybe get him a coffee. Get him a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Can you guys maybe get him a Red Bull? Give me a sugar-free Red Bull. I would love a sugar-free Red Bull. Look, Shannon's going to talk to him right now.
Yeah, get him back in here.
All right, come back in.
He's excited. He's on.
Yeah, dude. Get him a sugar-free
Red Bull. He's a pro.
Get him a Red Bull.
I'm not a pro, man. I'm
no, you're not. You got
good to see you, buddy.
Preacher.
I love you.
He's got to go.
Hey, man.
Oh, my
thanks
God.
Thanks for rolling with me. Exactly.
Nice meeting you, man. Be safe, buddy.
Nice meeting you. Preacher. Preacher's fucking done.
I'll see you, man.
All right, see you.
He's all upper half.
Hilarious. I'll take a sugar-free one. All right, we're going to let Preacher go.
He's all upper half the way he's walking.
Yeah,
we'll let Preacher go.
Stumbling. That's great. I'm okay. Thank you so much.
Preacher's walking like he's in heat.
Preacher's. No, he's fucked up. It's fine. I do understand that. You're really high and you have a camera in your face and your job is to be funny, you start getting in your head about it more and more. So I understand that. So
I didn't realize how high he was until he started walking, and it's like his head's going one way and his body's like, oh yeah, we're going.
He's not lifting his feet, just dragging them.
I love him.
Oh, poor guy.
I love Preacher. Shout out to Preacher. Preacher, one of the funniest comics out there. Go support him, and we'll get him back on the show, and we won't get him high.
And I can't stress him enough. Freak athlete.
Yeah, like, so good.
For 3 years, he's unbelievably good at fighting already. Bro. It's scary.
Yeah, he's really, really good. He's fucking tough to deal with. All right, let's talk about, a lot of people are saying that he's gay. He's acting like he's on PCP.
I mean, the first time we met, we were hanging out at the gym after we were finished training, and he asked me if I smoke weed, and I go, no. And I asked him, he goes, no, but yes. I'm like, what? And he goes, well, one time someone asked me to, so I did. I'm like, that's all it took for
yeah, he
just
really,
someone asking
just some
you?
Peer pressure.
Yeah, a little
said,
bit.
He good said thing he asked to suck your dick.
He just said to me before the show started.
He offered, and that's the peer pressure.
He goes, I don't smoke during the day. He was like, in the morning. Yeah. He was like, it'll just mess
he up. He had a whole thing about
it. Yeah, a whole thing. And then I went outside. He was like, all right, I'll hit it. And then Byron came over with
he
the dab rig.
He
could have
said that about Shannon, but he has to get to know it first.
No,
with he came over with the dab rig, and then he hit that. And I was like, oh, shit, Preacher. And then I didn't realize how high he was until like 10 minutes into the podcast. He wasn't talking.
He wasn't saying anything. Yeah,
I was like, oh, shit. We haven't even been offensive yet. I was like, I know it's not that.
Couldn't be that, no.
No. Preacher's also like, Preacher knows what we do and who we are, so I'm not worried about that.
So funny.
I hope he's okay.
Fully not going to get home. He's going to find himself in Coney Island in about an hour and a half.
Preacher might die. Yeah. So, shout out to Preacher. It was nice knowing you.
Nice knowing you, buddy. Congratulations on
all right,
success.
So look, what, Shannon, what happened? It was money laundering. I don't understand money laundering. I don't even launder my own clothes.
Motherfucker. All right, I like it the second time. I'll be honest. The second time is funny now.
Hell yeah.
Not because it's a good joke, because you went back to it.
Hell yeah, doggy. I'm ready.
Persistence
I'm ready for
is
life.
The key, really.
Money laundering, the concealment of the origins of illegally obtained money, typically by the means of transfers involving foreign banks or legitimate businesses.
All right, Lewis, can I help you?
So I don't need to launder money. I don't make any illegal money.
No, you don't need to launder money.
But this guy
did. It can be beneficial, like you get a cut of the money you launder if it's not your illegal business.
So
or if you have an illegal business, you start a real... Okay, remember on Breaking Bad, they told him to buy the car cleaning place?
Yeah. It was for money laundering.
That was so they could take the drug money and run it through that, saying they made that money through there, pay taxes on it.
And it's all cash, so they pay taxes on it.
And then that way there's a reason they have it in a bank account.
Beautiful. That's a brilliant idea. Smart. Can we launder money for criminals? Because I have multiple businesses that aren't making much money.
Yeah.
There's like two of them out that are like, barely breaking even. And then the other ones we'll leave alone. But those other businesses that aren't making much money, why don't we just start laundering money for criminals?
Yeah. Start doing advertisement on your podcast.
Guys, do you need money laundered?
There you go.
Folks.
Come on.
Folks. Do you need money laundered? Because guess what? Podcast merch doesn't make shit. Do you need money laundered, folks?
Come to me, Louis J. Gomez. I'll launder your money.
I will. I really will.
And then you can do your joke in the ad. Do it again.
Money laundering.
I don't even know how to launder my own clothes.
Oh, fuck, dude. All right, now I'm fine. I feel bad for Preacher now. I hope he's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's okay.
I bet you $1,000 he's just standing at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, dude. I'm wondering what's going on.
Standing in the sun, be like, oh, the sun is warm. That's nice.
Let's see. Let's talk about this. Johnny Depp won his $50 million lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. Wait, Amber Heard wins $2 million. How'd that work?
Yeah, so they also awarded her because his lawyer accused her. The defamation was based on Johnny's lawyer accusing Amber and her friends of concocting a story for the cops under the direction of her lawyer and publicist. So they issued her $2 million. he got $10 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages, but they dropped it because there is a max of $350,000 in punitive damages. So now the net total that she owes him is $8,350,000.
And does she have that money?
That's what they're saying. No, apparently there was like a GoFundMe up. And she
no way.
The
they're putting a GoFundMe up for this rich fucking slut. How much is the money is a GoFundMe? If you donate to this GoFundMe, you are sick. You are a sick human fucking being. I see Corinne going off online about how she's supporting, and I know she's just being a fucking, let me take the fucking unique position here. There's nobody who agrees that this bitch isn't a crazy bitch.
Every single woman or guy that's trying to get pussy out of this by being on Amber Heard's side, don't you just want to comment and be like, your crazy is showing?
Yeah, I literally posted. That's what I responded to Corinne with. I was like, your crazy is showing, Corinne. You believe this fucking, you're saying that there's any issue with this bitch being, she's like, I guess she's mad that people are, you know, jumping on like the bandwagon and fucking, she made the point that more people are trashing Amber Heard than we're trashing Weinstein. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's not true. Nobody was like, oh, Weinstein's a good dude. Nobody at all. Everyone said he's a rapist piece of shit, right?
And it's also the thing where, like, this is like a, it's easier to make this thing funny than it is to
this is a funny, they're right. That's all this is. A crazy bitch is sort of getting her fucking due, right? Which rarely happens. You never see this, right? It's nice. It's a little win for dudes, right? And I'm not saying that Johnny Depp wasn't a piece of shit. But yeah, it's just nice. Once in a while, you go like, oh, cool. Society can recognize that women are crazy bitches sometimes. That's nice. It's a nice thing.
Right.
Because we don't really deal with that. It's just been crazy bitches running rampant for a really, really long time and saying crazy shit and doing crazy shit. And guys have to sort of cower in fear to crazy bitches. And this was one where it was like, no, you can sort of fight back a little bit if you're dealing with an absolute fucking crazy bitch who's trying to weaponize the Me Too movement, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what this is. This is a crazy bitch who was really, really manipulative, right? And then she writes this op-ed piece and she weaponizes this movement because there are real victims. There are women who are being fucking abused out there, right? But she uses it. She's extremely privileged. She's fucking gorgeous. She's a millionaire. She's talented. She's dating Johnny Depp and Elon Musk. It is the fucking epitome of privilege. As privileged as you could get. And then she goes, you know what? I'm in a toxic, fucked up relationship and I'm going to go and ruin this guy's career because I know I can. I'm going to hurt him because I know I can. And that's fucked up. And that should be recognized. And it's nice that once in a while you get to see it. And it's very rare. But once in a while, you get to see, no, we're not going to just simply roll over and say every guy who's accused of anything is a piece of shit. There is nuance to it. Obviously, there's more to the story than simply Johnny Depp being a piece of shit when you start to look at it. So good for Johnny Depp. Good for Johnny. And they are posting naked pictures of Amber Heard in the Racist Live Chat. The great thing about the Racist Live Chat is you do get to see women naked very often. So subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code. There it is. That's her tit. She's hot. She's still hot. I'd still be with her sexually and emotionally.
And emotionally.
I would.
Oh, all right.
If she came to you right now, Amber Heard, you meet her at a bar.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's say she doesn't look all fucking beat up. Like, they put her on the stand. They try to make her, like, more relatable. So they were like, don't wear makeup. Look like a fucking...
Right.
You know. But
a person.
Yeah. And look at Amber Heard at her hottest. Okay. She comes to you right now. And she's like, oh, hey. She's at a coffee shop. She's like, how are you? And you're like, wow.
I love you. I'd have a ring.
Would you really? If she said, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee, would you go sit down with her and have a cup of coffee?
Absolutely.
You really would.
Of course.
Guys are psychos. I really would, too.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, unquestionably. Look at her. That Amber Heard comes up to me.
Hi, Amber.
It's on. It's on till the break of dawn. It's on like Donkey Kong.
I'm just
baby.
A human
Boy, let's
being.
Let's go. It's
I'm a man.
Yeah, guys are fucked.
Yeah, but also, fuck Johnny Depp.
Particularly, oh, you don't like Johnny Depp?
No, that's
why not.
He's such an abuser, so it's like I'm not gonna be like.
Is he a confirmed abuser? I don't even know. I just stopped listening.
Trial. So you don't know. So it's like whatever. I hate arguing about this.
I'm not arguing about anything.
I know you're not. But I'm just like there's that thing where I'm like, oh man, this fucking sucks, and I really despise how social media will take something that is terrible and be like, I like create sides for it where it's like, this, I'd hate all of this.
Yeah. Look, the reason I don't care is because she went like public with it, right? So it was like,
she went public but didn't say his name, which to a degree.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, I think it does matter because then that means that, again, the argument that I do see some validity to is that it sets a precedent for the future.
Yes.
For what women now feel like they can't do. So I'm like, all right, that fucking sucks. I see that argument.
Yeah. Man, if you think women are mad now, wait for 2-3 months from now when Marilyn Manson gets all his charges dropped and he sues that lady for defamation and wins.
Yeah. I don't know enough about that.
Oh boy. Are they going to come out of the woodwork with anger?
Yeah, they're not going to be happy.
Because he is going to win, too.
Yeah. See, I have the best lawyers in the world.
My friend Johnny.
His lawyer has weird makeup and a fucking wide eye contact. Your Honor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I'm just a simple Southern lawyer.
Is Marilyn Manson
androgynous? This lawyer from the South
looking into an oracle. What is this? I'm excited for that. That's fun.
Also, real quick, tomorrow Fox Network is going to air a documentary about the trial, and it's about their whole how they met, their whole relationship, how it fell apart, and the trial.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I'll watch that. Maybe I don't really give a shit. Doesn't really matter. Rich people doing rich person shit. It was fun to sort of point and laugh. It was fun to watch people, rich people being trash bags like the rest of us, right? So that was sort of like, there was something like dirty about it. Like, oh shit, this is like real deal. Like they're actual garbage people still. Doesn't matter how much money you have. They're like, the entitlement actually makes you even more trashy in a weird way, right? The sense of entitlement makes her willing to shit in somebody's bed, makes it him willing to have a jar of cocaine out in the open. Like it's they're like, you're so removed from the consequences of like, shit, my boss might see this, or my friends, or like, you have no consequences at all. So these people in particular, they're garbage overall. And I'm
impressed you could shit with that much cocaine around.
By the way, and like, I'm not even hating on Johnny Depp. I don't know. Was he an abuser? Yes, maybe. I don't really know the details enough to say that he was. What I did watch from that whole trial was they were both fucking crazy. They were both super toxic. And a lot of the audio that you would hear of like her, it was some like, dude, I've just been in those relationships where you have a fucking girl that's just being a fucking absolute lunatic.
Can I ask you something? So I've had these arguments and these anecdotal arguments where I think people need to remember that the type of person they attract might be a little more specific than they realize.
Right.
So you, in your life scope, you're like, I do see these women a lot and these women are crazy. Every woman is crazy. And it's like, I know you're not saying every woman is crazy.
No, you're saying, right. That's a part of who I'm attracted to, who I'm attracting. You're 100% right about that. And I'm trying to be better about that. Like when I meet crazy girls now, and I see that they have that fucking, like, I run in the opposite direction. I can't fucking do it. I can't date girls that are fucking, I'm telling you right now, I'm too crazy. So it'll just.
It's too much. Yeah.
It'll just trigger. I need a fucking girl that's going to calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
A girl that's just going to be like, babe, everything's going to be okay. You need a hug. I need a mom. I need a mother. Can I have a mom? Is there
hot
any?
Mommy.
I don't need a mom that's a mom too. I need my mother to come back from the dead.
That's what it is.
Hug me.
Yeah. You're realizing it all now, like, oh,
I don't need anything else, but it would be nice to somehow go back in time, and instead of my mother hitting me, if she hugged me, I think it would have helped out a lot of these things.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll give you a hug after this.
Yeah, please. I would love that. And you do have mom-like energy and
thank
aura.
You. I'm a nurturing and kind person.
Yes. There she is, Denise M. Painter. Those were false teeth, by the way.
Good.
Yeah, false teeth.
Oh, that catfishing bitch.
All right, let's see. What else is going on here? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I would love to do the Disney thing if that's
on. Oh, no. Yeah, I do want to do the. Okay, we'll do it next, but hold on. Let me do this one first. Okay, we have a little bit of time here. Missouri mom beat up by 2 teen girls that came to fight her daughter. Oh.
Oof.
No, you know what? Maybe I should say that for Skanks.
There's no video.
There's it's no video? Story, oh, no. All right, then fine. We'll do it here.
Okay. So two teens showed up to fight a 16-year-old girl at her home. They were outside in the car, and then one of the daughters runs up, wakes up the mother, and is like, there's a carload of girls outside looking to beat up the younger daughter.
Yeah.
So the mother goes outside, starts yelling at them, and they're like, you know, they're not releasing the girl's name, but tell so-and-so to come outside. And she's like, no, she's not coming out. And they're like, well, we're coming in. She's like, well, you're not coming in. And then according to the mother, 2 of the girls then got out of the car. Apparently they were between the ages of 13 and 15,
oh.
and they just...
That's 14.
And they just beat her up. And then the 18-year-old daughter came out, got them off of her. The father came out, used a cane to get the other girl off of her.
Jesus.
And candy cane.
Yes.
Did he suck it into a sharp point?
Does
that's
he work
what
at
I do.
The Apollo?
That's what I do. Every time during Christmas time, I fucking, that was good too. I suck my candy cane into a sharp point. I imagine stabbing
someone. It's your natural instinct to make a knife.
Yeah, it really is.
It's really your Puerto Rican.
That was very racist. Through. That was actually why Preacher would have left on that comment. That would have been the one that was too far.
It's my Christmas shank.
Yeah. My holiday shank.
Let's see. What else?
Oh, and then, but the girls had a different story. The teenage girls said that the mother came up to the car when they approached the house, swung on them, and then that's why they attacked her. Shortly after it happened, one of the teens posted a Snapchat story that said, quote, imagine letting your mom get her ass beat. Tell your mom to come clean her blood off my window.
Jesus Ooh. Christ. Jesus Christ.
God. So this is the whole group, Hasidic Jews, right?
Well, I don't know. It does. It says one of the girls was blonde, but I guess that doesn't specify.
It doesn't. Oh,
but
man.
The family, this is the mom.
She was three different hair colors that day. She kept changing it out.
This is the mom and the dad.
Oh.
Oh no. What a horrible white trash.
She
fucking
got a concussion, a broken nose, and two black eyes.
God damn.
Damn, dude.
That's worse than all of my fights combined.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. That's fucking embarrassing. That is awful. That is a fear of mine is to get my ass kicked in front of my son.
Yeah.
That's why I train hard every day.
Absolutely.
I
would say just adjust your behavior in public.
Dude,
yeah, train hard.
Well, I'm getting better at fighting, so I'm becoming worse in public.
Yeah, you're just saying we're amping it up. I'm really hurting the world by training you.
It's not good. That's actually a John Donahue quote. I'm not going to actually get the quote right, but he essentially was like, oh, does jiu-jitsu like inherently make you like a better person? He was like, no. He was like, I think if you're a bad person, jiu-jitsu makes you a worse person.
Yeah.
He was like, if you're a good person, it makes you a better person. Yeah. It's like whatever your personality traits are, it will amplify
it's like
that.
Like drinking.
Yeah. So I'm not a good person. So teaching me to manipulate people's body and limbs is not good for the universe or the world. But, you know, keep going, Diego. Yeah.
A certain comedian was mad at me for training you, and I was like,
no, who was it? Say who was.
You know who was.
Who?
Jake.
Oh, was he actually mad at you? He said this. He said something to you?
Because when the Chris Rock Will Smith thing happened, I like tweeted him like, "Heads up, comedians! I can teach you how to fight."
That's hilarious.
And he like, I think he quote tweeted me and like, but it was not. He like scratched my name out and he's like, "Yeah, no, we know you train comedians. Some shit."
Oh wow! So I didn't know that. I didn't see that at all.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. Yeah, we block each other, but
that's hilarious, dude. Yeah. I didn't know that he tried
to drag me into the whole thing you guys had, and I was like, "Hey, look, I've actually muted all of you because I don't care about this.
Even me. You didn't mute me, you son of a bitch." Motherfucker.
It was an annoying amount of you guys arguing. Like, I don't argue
with this guy anymore. To this day, he had a whole thing with Nick Mullen recently. We should almost explore that on the show. Not today, because we got to get out of here in a minute.
Yeah.
But I look, Jake Flores, he's... I always go back and forth because I'm torn on ever even talking about him because... It just doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect my life like that. Yeah. Like, I don't block him. He regularly tweets things still about me and you know, it's just easy to not engage. It doesn't really matter. Like, no, he's so insignificant that it doesn't ever like really come into my world. Once in a while, a fan will like tag me in something and then I go on down the rabbit hole of looking.
But it's like sad at a point. Cause like when he tweets about you, it's like Al Bundy talking about high school football.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, it's like, just fucking, what do you just
go do a thing.
It's like,
do your thing, dude. It's like, we're all just trying to fucking be comics. That's the weird thing about comedy. And this is what shifted. Like, we all were just trying to be comics and it didn't, like, nobody gave a fuck about any of the political bullshit. That was like before when I started like 16, 17 years ago, whatever it was, you know, it was, you would just show up and everybody, they were from just very different backgrounds, age groups, races. It didn't fucking matter. Everyone was just trying to be funny and that's all that mattered. And then for some reason, there was like this weird splintering off and like everything became so politicized, including, you know, arts and entertainment and comedy. And now it's like they force you into this category. And I'm like, dude, I'm not political.
No.
I'm not trying to be that guy at all. But it becomes this like battle. And at one point you go, it's like, well, you know, I can't scream from the mountaintops anymore that I don't give a fuck about Trump or politics or anything. It starts to sound like I'm pandering to them, and it sounds like I'm bending the knee to them. So I'm spending my time and my energy being like, no, I don't like Trump. I don't support Trump.
Yeah.
And then I go, I'm not going to do that either. So I'll move away. But then silence. You allow them to paint that narrative. I'm watching it happen with Dave Smith because he's, you know, he's talking about running for president for the Libertarian Party, which means nothing. Dave Smith doesn't think he's going to win the fucking presidential nomination. But I think if the Libertarian Party captures 5% of the vote instead of 1% of the vote, that's a massive victory for the Libertarian Party and the movement, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's sort of the way that my assumption is that that's the way that they think. But I'm watching people, you know, they politicize. I mean, Dave is very political, but I watch them sort of like take, like he made a joke about trannies, and he was like, and it was literally a joke. Mm-hmm. He was joking on Legion of Skanks about how trannies inherently are liars. Like at their core, that's what they're doing is they're lying. It wasn't a political statement. It was him making a dumb joke, right?
Sure.
But they put it in like over like, you know, a dark fucking thing, and they put a quote, trannies are liars. You're like, it seems so bad.
Yeah.
And then to sit there and spend any effort going like, well, no, that's not what I meant. It's just like, well, now I'm engaging in their game. I'm playing the volley that they want. They have the upper hand. Mm-hmm. So then I disengage. Then you're painted more of a Nazi and you disengage. And it's a crazy, weird world. So I just try not to engage at all. Like, I'm not bending the knee. I don't answer. I answer to my fans. I answer to the people that fucking come and see me perform comedy. Those are the people that I owe a debt to. It's not the industry. It's not fucking, you know, Comedy Central. It's not any of these fucking networks. It's definitely not agents. The last person on the list is Comedy Central. But I owe a debt to the fans that actually support me and have put me where I'm at, right? And that's where, what you know, guys like you and Isaac, I don't know, Diego, you're, you know, still trying to be a fucking probably model actor industry darling if you could be. You shouldn't associate with me, but it's fine. But yeah, that's you know, that's whatever. I won't keep on fucking, you know what, I'm preaching like a motherfucker right now. I apologize, guys. Sometimes I preach.
Yeah, I thought the preacher walked off the show.
Got him.
Put your hands in for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
All right. All right, last story. Let's do Disney. Disney Paris employee ruins a proposal.
All right, so I'll just show you the video first.
I saw it. I did see the video.
Good. Don't do that.
So you're proposing at Disney. Gets on his knee.
Ugh.
About to do it, and then the employee runs over and grabs the ring. I would have tackled the problem. I would have grabbed his knees right there and pushed him down the stairs.
Dude, what are you doing?
He says, "Come down here. You must do it down here. You're not allowed on the platform. You must be down here." He said, "It's going to be even better down here." No. So my assumption is that they were not allowed up on the platform.
So if you look at the last second of the video, they hopped two fences.
Oh, they hopped two fences. Well,
and it was a restricted area.
In the article, though, it says, well, this is what it says, that before he did this, that the guy who was proposing got permission from another one of the workers, and they said it would be okay for him to do it.
Oh, he got permission? That's what the guy says?
That's what he says.
Then I blame the employee who was at, who okayed it to not tell everyone else, hey, this is going to be happening in a second.
If he actually got an employee.
If he actually did. If he actually did.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Just don't do that in Disney.
Can I say the only reason I don't give a shit at all? Because it would be like, all right, so here's the thing. On the surface, you go, that's fucked up. You just let him have the moment. It's going to take another second. Let him get their picture.
You elongated the moment by doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
ladies and gentlemen,
let's get real ass.
It's time to get real ass. Dude, your drops are too long.
My producers do nothing. Look, I gotta get real ass sometimes. Sometimes I gotta realize whether my finger does it by accident or it's on purpose. Okay, yeah. That's just a fact.
The iOS can sense when you need to get real
ass. But they hopped the fence to do it, which is like, okay, they shouldn't have done that. That's just stupid. But number two, on top of all of it, she knew. If they were hopping a fence together to go do this moment and like get it on camera,
he
didn't really ruin the moment, right? So the moment is like you're going to ask somebody to marry you, you pull the ring out. why are you hopping a fence to go stand on this platform? You know,
for the picture.
They ruined the video. They ruined the video.
It's not, who gives a fuck if they ruined
it? You're going to get divorced. Who
they
cares?
Ruined it. It was just going to be them taking a picture because they wanted a better angle in front of the fucking. First of all, you're also fucking fat losers who are trying to get engaged at Disney World.
That's embarrassing.
That's another side of it, which is fucking just.
Yeah, he's dressed like a killer ice cream man.
What a fucking asshole. First of all, everything sucks about those people.
It's
I don't
for
feel
children.
Bad for those
Why
people.
Are you there?
I don't feel bad for these people at all. They broke the laws.
Is he there to paint the fucking building?
Dorks. They fucking are doing it just for a picture. It's not even, they didn't really ruin the moment.
This is what non-comedians try and go viral with.
Yeah.
Write a joke.
Yeah, I hate it.
I think the employee's idea was that I can walk up and ask them to move and they're going to ignore me.
Oh.
He took the ring.
Yeah, no, but that's what
I'm
saying. Well,
that's crazy. If the employee grabs my ring, I'm going to fucking wring his neck.
Hey. There he goes. Look how happy he is with himself.
I think it was the quickest way to get them off the fucking thing.
Sure.
It's just gay. What do you want me to say? The whole thing sucks. I don't feel bad for these people. They suck. They're dorks.
I don't like the people doing it. I don't like the guy that
took
the ring.
No, I like the guy who took the ring. I like him. I gotta be. I hated him at
you
first.
You really did a 180 on this.
I like
you
it.
You really
like it. I like it.
I like it, dude. At first, I was like, this is fucked up, dude. Let them just fucking have their moment. But when you start to unravel what happened there and unpack the real situation, you realize that those people sucked on so many levels. Mm-hmm. At their core, they're never going to be better. Those people will never be better.
No. I don't like... My disdain for Disney adults expands to employees as well.
Yes.
That's my point.
Disney adults are just... My sister's a Disney adult.
It's creepy.
Oh, really?
My sister's a Disney adult.
Really? And she's single?
She's a loser. No, she's married.
Mm.
But she used to go to Disney with all of her gay friends every year. I bet you Natalie has some Disney adult friends.
No.
Yes. Yeah, I know some people.
I know you're not
Do you have loser friends, Natalie?
Close friends.
Okay.
But I know some... I was just telling Shannon, I know someone who got the... I was about to say, the ugliest Disney-themed engagement ring I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
I hate it. Just if you're into the magic of Disney, you're a fucking loser. Disney really,
it's
honestly, didn't even get good until they partnered up with Pixar, and that was Steve Jobs' influence. Yeah, that's right, Steve Jobs, the Steve Jobs. Little known fact, he fucking innovated and fucking took Pixar to the next level. Just so you know,
Pixar heat. Great.
All right, we're done.
Beautiful.
We're going to wrap this one. Thank you guys for watching this show. Hopefully Preacher's okay. I'll text him. Make sure he's not.
We start a hashtag find Preacher.
Yeah. Let's have a great day, everyone. Enjoy your days. Enjoy your week. This weekend, if you guys are in San Diego or in Ontario, California, come out and see me. Let's fucking go, baby boys. Let's get crazy. Zach and Miko are going to be with me in San Diego. Zach, we're going to the beach. We're getting funky, dude. We're going to get funky. We're getting drunk. Drunky funky. I've been drinking fucking my new favorite drink, ranch water. Very popular drink in Texas.
I drink that too, where you just drink a bottle of ranch.
That's awesome. Yeah.
In a sports bottle.
No one can tell. In a red cup. Just
No, dude. It's
up your calories.
Tequila, seltzer, and lime juice. And it's fucking, yeah, dude. Solid drink. So I'll be getting drunk on tequila this weekend. Come out and party with us. And yeah, we'll check you guys on Wednesday. Peace.
Beautiful. Bye.
That's all, folks.